I know you guys have done some preliminary work on the film, like, you know, you've got a producer and things like that, but in a perfect world, like a hypothetical question here, you could have any director, living or dead, you know, put their stamp on this comic in film form. Who do you think it would be and why?
You know, it's funny, it's quite tricky because we are talking to directors, you know, so like, but you know, I don't mind actually just coming out and saying it, you know, like, I think my ideal guy for this would be Sam Raimi. I think Sam Raimi would just be spectacular in this, but it's funny, there's, you know, a few of my things at the moment, you know, in pre-production and everything, we'll just finish the screenplays on, and like, you know, Sam Raimi's my first choice. Everybody says, who do you think would be good for this? And I just say Sam Raimi. That's my default position because I love him so much. It's funny, so many people have said to me on different projects, hey, what do you think of this guy? You know, like, he's only done a short movie just now, you know, or his last two movies have kind of sucked or something like that. But we think he'd be really good for this, you know? And I always think, look, if somebody's just done even an average couple of movies, the chances are the next maybe he's going to be pretty average as well. So my philosophy is find guys who movies you absolutely adore, and if you can, you know, and get them on it, you know. And Sam Raimi, just, you know, pound for pound, is one of my all-time favorite directors. He's in my top five, you know. So I think the kinetic chemistry that he brings to things is just spectacular for this. I mean, the four-dimensional capture, you know, all the way through the time stream, directed by Sam Raimi, would just be like a thing of wonder, I think.